Joseph? Oh, hi, Joe. It's Tina. Yeah, from Local Splash. Sorry, I was in a meeting. I was trying to have them hurry it up so I could take your call.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So
yeah, that's why I told her 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so with the whole thing, remember, I don't remember our exact words, but we were speaking, and I said, okay, you told me about the, what's it called, the just doing the 150 on ads, and I was like, you know, okay, you know, try, you know, Monday, I was expecting maybe you would call me back Monday before just getting the card built, and I was overthinking it, and I was thinking maybe just because I got a text about how I could buy the website domain too, and I just really wanted to buy the website domain because I've been, you know, doing this for about 5 months, and I never got one call. So that's...
Here's the thing. That special offer that they sent you for $49 monthly for the MadeInAmericaRoofing.com, that is kind of like a last resort because you and I both know that a website in and of itself would never bring anybody a client, right? So the value to what we do is in the exposure, you know, making sure that the site is being found front and center. And I know you said you've never gotten a call, but on Google, it's showing that you've already been found 148 times on the first page.
Really?
And you've had 100. Well, here's one thing I wanted to ask you, because it says 107 Google actions, but the breakdown of that is 22 clicks to your website, 84 clicks to driving directions, and 1 click to call you. So that doesn't mean you've only had one call, because if someone looks you up on a regular computer or laptop, they can't click to call you. They have to actually dial the number. So that's happened 22 times. But my question to you is the 84 clicks for driving directions, usually roofers have the address hidden. So you shouldn't, like, you don't have a brick and mortar where people come to you, do you?
No, wait, what's that? I don't have what?
A brick and mortar location, because on the Google listing, it has your 3505 Morrill Avenue in Philadelphia published. But usually roofers go out and do bids and stuff. So do you need that? Because there's 84 clicks for driving directions, and I don't think anybody would have to drive to you. You know what I mean? Yeah, because without the 84, it would be, what, 23 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you, which seems right on target because... it's always, you know, the third and fourth month that you see the program starting to come to full fruition. So it looks like, you know, you're getting, you know, right to the cusp of where it's getting stronger and stronger for you as far as your placement, you know?
Yeah. I never got, like, all the calls I get are scams. I never got one call. That's why I was, you know, thinking, I'm like, my money's low, and I'm just thinking it's just not, you know, not really working out. I never got one single phone call.
So one thing that I would recommend is, and by the way, I've pushed the next billing out to February 16th because, you know, you and I had discussed that once the payment goes through, I'd give you another month on the back end. But one thing that you could do is we could put a call tracking number on here just for the month, purchase a brand new 267 area code number, and when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And that way you would have a detailed report on the dashboard as to exactly how many people are calling, because that way it wouldn't matter if they called from a desktop, a laptop, a smartphone, because they're dialing that unique number. Also, the benefits of that call tracking number are that you could go back and listen to calls for quality assurance because they're recorded and stored on the dashboard, which is a really cool feature. I've had people before where they were super busy out in the field. They you know, took an address down for a bid, and then they're like, shoot, what was the address again? Well, they just go back to their dashboard and listen to the call and get the address so they can go out on the bid, you know? So there's cool things like that. But also, it would eliminate a certain number of spam callers because you said that that's all you feel that you've gotten. So we put a press one, press two greeting on it. So for example, you know, thank you for calling Made in America Roofing. If you're a new client, press one. If you're an existing client, press two. Both options would ring over to your phone. But if they're a scam call, sometimes those are computer generated, so they can't press one or two. So those would fall off. And when you're connected, there's an actual person on the other end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be so. Yep. And, you know, usually that's an upsell for an existing client. But, you know, if you wanted to try it, we could definitely put it on there for you free of charge.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I just don't, you know, my funds are low. I really haven't seen, you know, like anything from it yet. And I thought you would call back before you build a card because I was going to, tell you, you know, I thought we were going to like discuss the options, this and that, you know, not just, yeah. So I think, you know, I'm okay for right now. I just really haven't.
The thing is, Joe, is the $149 that processed today, that's a non-refundable amount because that's the payment that was due from December 27th. And you got notifications that there is, you know, $249 past due from the 27th and that it was going to reoccur to $498 on the 27th of this month. But I helped you out a little bit by, you know, when we talked, we took out the ads, so we reduced it to only $149. We took off the Facebook ads. But either way, even if you were going to call me and, you know, do just the website hosting, they would require you to take care of that December 27th payment first because they can't do any type of, you know, releasing a domain or website hosting or anything like that until the past due amount is taken care of.
Okay, so the
$149
that I got billed, is it going to go towards ads or anything?
No, we took the Facebook ads off. So what it's going towards is ensuring that you remain on the first page of Google and that you stay mobily optimized, meaning that Made America Roofing comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, and that you stay, you know, fresh on some of the popular directories. What I've done also earlier was I had them start doing some, usually it's weekly posts, but I have them set for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So they're doing them three times a week to boost your performance.
On Google?
Yes, on Google. They're doing three weekly posts every week for you. And then on your end, you're doing excellent in the reviews department, but that's the one thing, you know, as long as you keep consistently getting reviews here and there, that also helps.
Okay, so yeah, I research all the time on Google, like I look it up. I never want to see me on the first page of Google, never.
Oh, okay, do you have a second? I want you to go on your dashboard, or have you been on your dashboard by chance?
Not in about a month.
Okay, so if you go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
It's going to ask you when you get to that interface for a username and password. So let me just look here. The username should be your 10-digit phone number.
And then I know the password.
Good, okay. So once you log in...
Okay, yeah, I'm logged in.
Okay, so once you log in, if you click on where it says 107 Google Profile Actions, this is the part that I was looking at, is see how, like, in September there's bars up there? You can hover over it, and it says that you had 3 clicks to your website, 15 clicks for driving directions. October, you had 13 clicks to your website, and this is from the first page, by the way, and then 39 clicks for driving directions. 3 clicks to your website in November, 13 clicks for driving directions, 1 click to call. Again, the people that call you manually wouldn't be tracked because it's only the people calling you from the smartphones that come up under that call data. But I think if I have them hide the address, it will help you because then when you get Google profile actions, it's going to show you specifically the amount of times people are clicking on your website from the first page and the amount of times people are clicking to call you. Now, over at the right, you can see the keywords. So you can see, you know, 15 times under Bensalem Roof Replacement, 15 times out of Made America Roof, Made in America Roofing, 15 times roof replacement near me, 15 times roofers near me, 15 times roofing, and 15 times roofing contractors near me, right? And then under the little pie chart over in the left where it shows 148 total views, that's the impressions. So Google tracks that. So what that means is, let's say somebody puts in roofer near me and you come up, but they never do anything. They don't click on you. They click on someone else. You were still found on the first page, so Google will track that, right? But then the actions are the second step that they take to, you know, to find you. And so if they click on, you know, the click to call you or click on your site, that's what I want you to see, because those are the important numbers. I don't know why anybody is clicking on driving directions for a roofer. It doesn't make sense, unless they're just trying to see, oh, is this guy close to me? But that wouldn't matter. As long as you're in their service area and you can go out to them, why would that matter? You know? Yes, I can get that fixed today. I can definitely have them hide the address. That's not a problem. That way you won't get any more, you know, clicks for the driving direction. Now, with the Facebook ads, it also says in that section you have 136 link clicks and one lead. So with that, the Facebook ads are good. That's what I was going to tell you. You know, and you and I think we already discussed this last time we spoke. The Facebook ads definitely are excellent initially for the first couple of months to jumpstart your results and get you some traction on Google more, you know, quickly, because you become more relevant to Google the more destinations that you're on and, you know, the more ads that you're running. But now that you're ranking on Google, I honestly, you know, don't think you need those ads anymore. And that's why, you know, I had offered to take them off. But if you ever wanted to, just for your own knowledge, kind of go back and look at kind of the activity that you got while you were running the ads, you can also see that on this page.
Okay. And so Calls You, it says just one call on the page, 6 months. So
well, it does, but in the bottom corner, it says 10 calls. So it says one lead, but in the bottom corner, it says 10 calls. But again, you said that the one that called was someone looking for work. In the leads in the top where it says two, it was Gertha Hernandez, and then there was a Norma. Yeah, that was
Norma,
the person.
Was through, Norma was through somebody recommending next door. Me to the next door. And
right.
The other one was looking for work. But,
yeah.
Okay, so.
But it's still important to have an internet presence for that aspect too. You know what I mean? If someone recommends you or someone tells them to go to Nextdoor, first thing they're going to do is look you up and make sure that you have a good reputation, right? So this program will still help with that. You know, granted, the lead didn't initiate from Google because they were already referred to you, but sometimes having an internet presence helps with that. Also, lastly, Joe, I want to show you at the top, if you look up to where it says local/advanced reporting, you'll see home, leads, website, listings. If you go to the one that's the second from the last that says posts, this is the one where you can see some samples of the posts that we're running for you and the dates that they're running. So you can see we just ramped that up to do three times a week. Actually, let me change the start date for today so that the technicians will see it and they won't get lost in the mix. So I'll put January 2025, confirm. Okay, yeah, so they'll see it and they'll start enabling those posts three times every week for you. And then on these posts, you can see we kind of make them as generic as we can just to keep you relevant, but you can run special offers on here too. You can let us know, hey, I wanted to save 5% off for a new client, call now, or, you know, there is a Martin Luther King special coming up, call now. People don't know what your regular pricing is, so that gives you, you know, an opportunity to kind of close them when they call in. but we can also do customized posts for you, you know, if that's what you choose. And then lastly, at the top, the last tab that says business info, this is the page where you can make revisions to your site. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see your logo and some of the pictures that you sent us. But let's say 2 weeks from now you have an awesome before and after photo or something that you want to add, you can come here and you can upload pictures, you can, you know, rearrange them, you can delete pictures, and any modifications that you make to this page, they're automatically updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, so you're saying I'm good for another month?
Yep. I pushed your billing out to February 16th for you, which is 30 days from today. And then come February 16th, if you decide that you want to, you know, still just go with the website hosting, no problem. You can do that, but call us, you know, ahead of the time. Call us a couple of days before February 16th. That way you don't have a past due amount that has to settle first. But again, okay, look at that website hosting as a last resort, because typically, you know, people don't get new clients off of, you know, off of the just having a site. Do you want to try it this month with a call tracking number on there, or do you want to do it the old fashioned way and just start asking people when they call you? You know, hey, how'd you find me?
And do it.
Okay. Yeah, because that way you might forget to take the call tracking off or something. Okay, yeah, so you'll hear all day long, I found you on the internet, I looked you up online, I saw you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. But my one plan of action is to have them hide the address for you, and I'll get that taken for care of for you right now, okay?
Okay, so yeah, I guess I'll try. Well, I have one more month, you know. Nothing comes up with it, I'm going to have to, you know, pass next month.
Yeah, no problem. Just send yourself a reminder, you know, a couple of days ahead of time, maybe by the 13th or even the 10th. Just say, hey, you know, evaluate Local Splash, go back on the dashboard, look at the results that you're getting. And at that point, if you're not happy, then feel free to call us and we could either cancel it completely or just put you into that site hosting, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tina. I appreciate the help.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. I always enjoy talking to you, so have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, you too. Take care.
Okay, thank you. You as well. Okay, bye-bye.